I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Bangladesh holds the world's third largest Muslim population. In 7 days, the country's high court faces a big decision.
Even last week, there were hardline Muslims who were saying if the court removes Islam as the state religion, there will be riots in the streets. We will provoke a national outcry against this.
Forgotten Missionaries International supports Christian pastors and church planters in Bangladesh. FMI's Bruce Allen says they're helping national leaders prepare for whatever lies ahead.
Look down the road. Let's see where your culture is heading. Know how to respond effectively so that ministry goes forward regardless of external circumstance.
Next, MNN's Katie Harth brings us our next report.
Because I know for sure, say, nothing other if you make God stop love we.
That's Romans 8:38, spoken in San Andreas Creole. It finally rang true for Ophelia, one of the leaders at a recent Faith Comes by Hearing training session.
She said for the first time in her life, when she heard it in her heart language in Creole, she really felt like she understood what that meant for her.
Gil Moreno with FCBH says that God is making a way for his word to be known in the Caribbean.
Creole languages are not always recognized by translation organizations as worthy of pursuing a translation. But in this case, the translator saw the need.
Listening groups, which also provide discipleship, are starting this year on San Andreas Island. Would you add them to your prayer list? For Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
Thanks, Katie. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.